joined by the new captain of his hometown team, Chase Olson, captain of the Olds Grizzlies. How does that sound to you, Chase?
It's pretty exciting, especially being a hometown kid here. Get to follow in Spencer Dorwitz's footsteps now. Had a lot of leadership to learn a lot of stuff, and it's exciting.
When the coach told you that, what were some of the reasons that he laid out that you were the right choice?
He just talked about my personality, working in the community, and just the face figure, just doing a lot of stuff positive with that, bringing inspiration to other people, and like working not for myself but for others.
When you started your AJHL career here, did you think that this was something that could have been possible in year two?
maybe not in year two. Coming into it, you just set goals for yourself, and once you reach those, you keep going with them. Kind of how the season went last year, I had a feeling maybe this could happen, and I'm really excited that it did.
You had a group of players last year that were from the area as well, and Jack Goranson from Red Deer, Landon Kletke from Trochu, and a couple of the 20-year-old players that had to deal with a lot as the year went along. What did you learn from those players?
I learned a sense of humor, a lot of leadership qualities. You can hang out with those guys anytime, they're always your bros. And then when it comes to the game, they're right there to give you a hand, and yell at you when you need that too. I learned a lot of them, great guys, nothing but positive.
When you hear your president and your coach talk about changing the culture and getting involved in the community, how did you feel as a team doing that last year, and where do you think this team is in that capacity?
Oh, it's exciting. Everything moving forward is positive. Just the giant steps that we've made last year has just been amazing. Everybody is doing their job. Everybody's working for the good of the team. Everybody's having a fun time doing it as well. It's an exciting future.
You had a group of players signed on June the 1st there that will make up 7 rookies in your lineup next year as a rookie last year. When you see those guys coming in, what are you expecting from them?
Just expect them to continue what we've been doing on the team last year. We know they're good guys. Met a few of them already. So they're going to continue to row the boat with us. Big expectations for them as rookies, obviously. Come join in what we're doing and, run together.
And the last one for you here, and I don't know if you want to share this or not, but, the coach did make you guys, write down on paper, what you learned from what was a difficult end to the year last year. What were some of the things that you put down that you want to learn and take into this season to build from, what was a tough end?
Yeah, I wrote down on my paper there, every day you plant one brick down and you make that the most perfect brick that you can. It's just to build that wall, and last year we started with some bricks, and we're just going to continue with that until we get our wall.